From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is urging Democrats and Republicans to put aside their differences on overhauling the nation's health care system. He says it's too important to leave unfinished.
This is an issue that is affecting everybody. It's affecting not only those without insurance, but it's affecting those with insurance. And when you talk to every single expert, and you just talk to ordinary people and you talk to businesses, everybody understands that the problem is not getting better, it's getting worse.
Mr. Obama is presiding over a televised bipartisan meeting with Democratic allies in Congress and skeptical Republicans. They say they want him to succeed on health care, but that he needs another plan. There will be another hearing related to the foiled attempt to bomb the New York City subway. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says two friends of admitted subway plotter Najibullah Zazi are due to appear in court today.
Denver-area shuttle bus driver Najibullah Zazi went to Pakistan to join the Taliban and was recruited by al-Qaeda instead. Al-Qaeda gave him explosives training and then sent him back to the U.S. for a martyrdom mission. Zazi intended to bomb the New York subway system this past September. He pleaded guilty to all of this week. Now two of his high school friends from Queens, New York, are having their day in court. Zarain Ahmedzai and Adis Medayanin are accused of traveling to Pakistan to get terrorist training and lying to FBI agents. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The new unity government of Ivory Coast is set to install an independent electoral commission 2 weeks after the president unilaterally fired the last electoral commission and the cabinet. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports it also follows a week of violent protests.
Ivory Coast is once again in crisis, heralding yet another delay of long overdue elections. President Laurent Gbagbo's decision to dismiss the previous government and electoral commission sparked a wave of anger and unrest. Ivorian Prime Minister Guillaume Soro named a new government this week, including ministers from both the main opposition parties. Gbagbo rejected some names and several opposition portfolios remain vacant. Critics accuse the president of unbridled abuse of power to extend what they say is his unconstitutional rule. Elections were scheduled in 2005, but have been postponed six times in Ivory Coast, which was split between north and south in a crippling conflict over who is eligible to vote, among other reasons. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
A worse-than-expected report on weekly jobless claims and concerns about rising debt in Greece have sparked concern about the global economy and sent stocks sharply lower today. The Dow is down 166 points at 10,207. The NASDAQ is down 31 points. From Washington, this is NPR News. A former New Orleans police lieutenant has pleaded guilty to obstructing justice. He helped conceal the actions of police officers accused of shooting unarmed civilians in the chaotic days after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Police Lieutenant Michael Lohman had been put in charge of investigating a police shooting on the Danziger Bridge on September 4, 2005, in which two civilians were killed and four were injured. The dead included a 40-year-old mentally disabled man who autopsy reports show was shot in the back. A federal bill of information unsealed Wednesday alleges that Lohman, after seeing the civilians had no weapons, helped concoct a story to justify the police shootings and ensure the officers would not be prosecuted. Court papers say Lohman knew an investigator had planted a gun on one individual and that Lohman counseled officers on how to make a false after-incident report more believable. Seven officers have been charged with murder and attempted murder in the shootings. The U.S. Department of Justice took over the case after a state judge dismissed the charges in 2008. John Burnett, NPR News.
A former operations director for the investment firm operated by convicted swindler Bernard Madoff has been arrested. The FBI says it has arrested 63-year-old Daniel Bonventre at his home in Manhattan. He's scheduled to appear later today in federal court in New York. He's facing conspiracy, securities fraud, and tax charges. A snowstorm bearing down on the Northeast is already forcing the cancellation of hundreds of flights in and around the New York City area. Some flights to and from Philadelphia have already been grounded. Power's also been knocked out to tens of thousands in eastern New York. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.